This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, you welcome back to another beautiful, amazing episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Today, I'll be reviewing episode 6 of Penthouse Season 3, War in Life. I'm so tired. Like, what's going on in Penthouse? I'm so confused on the things going on in this series. Like, things are getting crazy. Everyone is crazy. Like, they are so outrageous in Penthouse. The only sane person there is Shim Seung. She's the only one with a good heart. And now she's yielding to the advice given to her by Oh Yeon-hee before she died. But there was a time she got a flashback when Oh Yeon-hee told her she really found her cool when she was Naegeo and she should act more like Naegeo. And that's true. Naegeo was a vocal person, like she stands up for herself, unlike Shim Seung, who is so calm, classy, angelic, and gentle. But I don't think she can overcome all the demons in Penthouse with that sweet angelic attitude. And I like the fact she agreed or decided to, you know, toughen up like Naegeo. We saw her getting the butterfly tattoo at the ending of episode 6. But what I'm just trying to say, everyone, I don't understand people in Penthouse. We found out Sojin saved Logan Lee. Why would she save Logan Lee? Why? Like, what is she planning? And she's using Han Yu-choo, her ex-husband, to save him from the burn. And she was like, she needs him alive, even if he doesn't function well. And I'm trying to think, Sojin, is Sojin really a human being? I know she needs Logan alive to get back at her best Judante. They are really a match made in heaven, Sojin and Judante. And right now, I think Sojin is a worse devil than Judante. That lady is mean. Like, how can a woman be so heartless? She's a very terrible person. She and Judante, they are competing for the worst character, the most devilish evil character. They're even worse than serial killers, you know, not these serial killer dramas like Mouse, Beyond Evil. They're even worse than serial killers. Like, I'm scared. Dead. Another twist we saw in episode 6 is Sojin and Mr. Beck. That's the real Judante. It wasn't even Logan Lee that made him come to South Korea. It was him and Sojin. I'm wondering, how did Sojin find out about him? Like I said, I don't know what is happening anymore. What is happening? And I really don't like the fact we have to wait for another week to get another episode. I love back then when they had 2 episodes per week. At least this tension won't be so much. I want to find out how she and Mr. Beck stroke the real Judante got to know each other. I really want to see what's going on. That's why I said everyone in that penthouse is just so outrageous. Aside Shim Seung, everyone has a bad side. Everybody. Then let's talk about Eun-bao. You know, I really thought she was faking it when Bae-ryona came to see her in the hospital and asked her to go to the police station and testify that her mother, that's Oh Yeon-hee, didn't kidnap her. So I thought she was faking it because of what Sojin said. You're my daughter, you can get past this. And you know, Sojin wanted her secretary to drug her to erase her memory since Eun-bao asked for it, and she thought about it. If she erases Eun-bao's memory, things wouldn't be all nice and rosy. So she was like, she's my daughter, she'll get over it. So I thought Umbaya was just faking it, not knowing Miss Jean, that psychopath actually went to drug her trip and erase her sad memories. Because I was already ready to start, you know, blacklisting Umbaya. But right now, it's not her fault. We all know it's not her fault. Because she saw her mother killing Oyonhee. And the thing was just driving her crazy. Like, she kept experiencing her mom doing all sorts of evil. She was there when her mother pushed her granddad. And now this. Like, the mental stress is too much on Umbaya. It's too much. Oh, who should we talk about now? Sokyun. Okay, Sokyun is still being a nice person, a nice boyfriend to Rona, a nice son to Shim Se-ryun, and Sokyun. Yes, she's now seeing who Judate really is. Okay, she went to approach Shim Se-ryun at her office saying, yes, her dad gave her this place, Shim Se-ryun should evacuate. And you could even tell from Shim Se-ryun's face that she was so tired of all this naughtiness. So she asked Sokyun to take a look at the document, and Sokyun was thinking, oh, everything is now in her name, not knowing the penthouse and other things were put in Sokyun's name and Judante. So she was surprised. She went to approach Judante, why would you do this? Why would you say you used me? My mind, you don't know you're being used. And Judante said, oh, they should take her to the cottage or something, and he's done using her. What should he do with her? Oh my. Yes, I know Sokyun is annoying, but it's due to Judante's influence, and Judante really like impacted so much hatred, meanness, evil, dark side into this girl just to get back at Shim Se-ryun. And it's going to be so sad, terribly sad, when the both of them find out that they are mother and daughter. It's going to be very sad. Who again are we talking about? Who? Oh, nothing much. Jenny's family. I love the fact that Jenny is really nice. She's really nice. She's looking out for Bae-ryona, and even we all know that Dongpil is under Judante's blacklist, and he's being framed for murdering Oyonhee if he doesn't act as Judante's dog. So he's doing everything to protect his family, and I like how his wife stood up and is actually working to find out who the actual murderer is. Like, she doesn't want to be a dog twice, she doesn't want to be someone's slave twice, because being someone's slave, it's not easy. The first time, it wasn't easy. You don't even have your own rights. You can't do some things without being reminded, oh, I'm the one that made you this. If you don't do this, I will do this to you. You know what I'm trying to say. So I love the fact that she and her daughter are actually doing the right thing. And we also found out they moved in with Bae-ryona after 6 months, or during that 6 month period, they moved in with Bae-ryona, and I love the smile on Rona's face. I hope they are not getting divorced for real. I just hope so, because I love that family. If not for the devilish Judante, if not that, Jenny's family is so cute. I love how real they are. Who else? Okay, who else? Kaojin. Kaojin and his wife, like, they are the funny character in Penthouse. Like, they are backstabbers, greedy people. Like, they just want to feed him, but you know, they make the show lively. Like, they are not my favorite character, but I love the fact they get to relieve stress, you know, the stress other character puts on us. I love the fact they get to release our stress with their naughty scenes. Okay, that will be all for this review. We're patiently waiting for episode 7 to air. Let's know how So Jin got to know Mr. Baek, the real Judante. Let's know if Han Chu can revive Logan Lee. Let's see if Shim Se-ryun and her daughter still can get to find out things. I'm just anxious. It's not fair. The station airing this series is not fair. What you guys are doing to us, we'll have to wait for a whole week to know what's going to happen next. All right, thanks for listening to this, and let me know what you think about this episode. The things going on in Pet's house, like, is it stressing you as it is stressing me right now? Let me know what you think about everything going on, and don't forget to share, like, comment wherever you're listening from. Share with your friends, loved ones, family, our fellow K-drama lovers. Thank you. Till next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-drama Time with Vinvey. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.